Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we begin to prepare, we continue to prepare for Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, a wonderful parsha. When I was in yeshiva, this was the parsha that we got tested on Chumash Rashi on Sunday. There's so many ideas that are negat in the Zikim and Parshas Mishpatim. A week ago, when I spoke on Parshas Yisrael, I asked the following question. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days, what was Klal Yisrael expected to be doing during those 40 days? What learning, what Torah learning was available to them? They didn't have a Sefer Torah. They didn't have even the Luchos to learn from. So how exactly were they supposed to go about learning Torah from the day of Mount Torah until the day Moshe Rabbeinu returned? You would expect that there would be something that they would be given as a 40-day Aveda, 40-day job. 40 days is a long time. Hallel's man from Yom Tov Kippur. This week in Parshas Mishpatim, I discovered that there's a Rashi, actually two Rashis. Every once in a while, it seems to me like someone is sticking in new Rashis into the Pirush Rashi, because it's something I didn't remember. I definitely learned it, but I guess I forget things. Well, here in this week's parasha, in Perek Chav Dalet, in the last Aliyah, in Pasuk Dalet, we find, now Rashi already told us that this parasha takes place on Dalet Siman, before Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Matan Torah, before Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Luchos. And here Rashi tells us of the first Yiddish Sefer that was ever written and given over to Klal Yisrael. And that is here, Pasuk Dalet, V'yichta Moshe es kol divrei Hashem, V'yashkein v'abayker v'yimah mizbeach tachas ahar. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu write? V'yichta Moshe es kol divrei Hashem. This is before Matan Torah, 3 days before Matan Torah. So Rashi tells us, V'yichta Moshe, Be'breishis v'ad Matan Torah. Amazing thing. Sefer Breishis, Chumash of Parshas Shmois, the era by Bishalach were given to Klal Yisrael before the Luchos, before they came to Har Sinai. Actually, they had arrived in Har Sinai, but before the Matan Torah of Shavuos. We talked to Rashi, Mebreishis Vad Matan Torah, and more. Because of mitzvah and itstavu b'mara, and they wrote the mitzvahs that were commanded in Mara. Now the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in I believe it's a Sherish Yudalit. The Ramban writes that at Mara they were only given those mitzvahs by and klali in a general way, without the halachas. Zot Rashi here, the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote not only Chumash Bereishis until Yisrael, but also the mitzvah in Estabu B'mara. What were the mitzvahs? Well, Rashi earlier said that they were given three mitzvahs, Dinim, Paraduma, and Shabbos. We know from the Gemara, Kibbur Av Va'Em as well. These mitzvahs were given, and these mitzvahs were written down. So Moshe Rabbeinu actually wrote down these mitzvahs. And later in Pasuk Zayin, Ba'ikach Sefer Abris, Ba'ikar Bazneyam, what was that? So Rashi, Sefer Abris, Ba'ikar Vadman Tayro, Mitzvah Shenestabu Mamara. Yena, Sefer that he wrote in Pasuk Dalid, here, he taught Klal Yisrael, he taught them for the very first time, before the giving of the Luchos at Sinai, before the Aseres HaDibros. Klal Yisrael got b'ksav this Sefer HaBris, Mebreishis v'Matan Torah, Mitzvah Tabu B'Mara. It was actually given to them in written form. In written form. Now we understand the Nusach of the Musaf of Shabbos. Every Shabbos at Musaf we say, Oz Misinai Nitztavu Tzivoi Pe'olea Koroi, that's not so sfarad. Nusach Ashkenaz, Oz Misinai Nitztavu Olea, meaning to say that Har Sinai Klal Yisrael is commanded in Shabbos. Now I had a problem. The whole Torah was given at Sinai. What are you saying? Oz Misinai, we got Shabbos. We got Kol Torah Kula at Sinai. And not only that, what do you mean, Oz Mitzinai Nisavu? Dafka see the tzivoy of Shabbos is the only one that preceded Sinai. Oz Mishina and Nistavu? What are you talking about? They were Nistavu in Mara. Every other mitzvah besides Shabbos Dinim and Paraduma, perhaps Kibbutz Avim, every other mitzvah you could say, Mishina and Nistavu. But Shabbos, Mishina and Nistavu, it's a double pella. It's people the kasha. It's a very shver kasha. Ah, with this Rashi is gewaltig. Oz Mishinai, Kleisor came to our Sinai in the beginning of Chodesh Sivan. On the fourth day of Sivan, Oz Mishinai Nitztavu, Olah, they got the mitzvahs at Sinai. Now you say they got it at Mara. So this is Sfarad explains. Oz Mishinai Nitztavu, Tzivu Pa'olah Koroi. They were commanded Pa'olah Koroi how to do it properly. Because at Mara they were given the mitzvah by Fin Kloli, and now they were given it. It's a tzivu pala koroi. I mean, even if you daven nusach Ashkenaz, it's still the pshat that Klal Yisrael got the mitzvahs here. So here we learn something that's somehow under the radar by me, probably by a lot of Yidden, because Parshas Rishpatim has so many Rashis that very often we neglect the end of the parsha. But here we learn that the very first sefer of mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael was right here, and it was given this Sefer HaBris at this moment. And so we learn an answer to what I asked last week, an explanation for Musaf, and the fact of the giving of all the Parshiyos until Matan Torah, and the mitzvahs, Shenistavu, the Pratim of the mitzvahs, these were given here on Darwin 7. Let us move on to a second topic. And once we're talking about Sinai, I'd like to discuss with you the concept of Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. We know that there are a handful of things that the Gemara says are Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara says, for example, Shiurin Chatzisin U'Mechitzin, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's a Gemara which appears in the beginning of Erevin and the beginning of Sukkot. Meaning the shiurim, the different kezayis, kebeya, kekosevas, the different mitzvahs that are totally b'shiurim, they were given halacha mishum Sinai, shiurim, chatzitzin, the rules of a chatzitza when one goes to the mikvah, mechitzin, Gemara says refers to the dinim of good or good, the daifin akuma, certain rules of mechitza, halacha mishum Sinai. So certain things the Gemara says clearly are halacha mishum Sinai. The Nitziv in his Kidmas HaEmek, something not often learned, but is a Gdama Tamek Shaila, in Kidmas HaEmek, he writes, I believe it's his days, if I recall correctly, of Machlaikis, he cites the Machlaikis Rashi in the Rambam, which things are Halacha Mishum Sinai. What the Gemara says, Halacha Mishum Sinai certainly is. It includes Nisuch HaMayim, for example. There are things that the Gemara says, Hilchos HaGemirah. Hilchos HaGemirah means it's accepted as a clear halacha to us. Well, Gemiri Leikol HaShifter. We have a Kabbalah, certain things, the Leikol HaShifter, that no shevet will totally disappear. Now, it's a halacha Kabbalah because you need Yud Bei Shvatim for you able to be night. So, Gemiri Leikol HaShifter. The Gemara says, Chamesh Tfilas B'Yom Kippurim, Hilchos HaGemirah. The Kain Gavol Tavol five times, Yom Kippur, Hilchos HaGemirah. What is Hilchos HaGemirah? What does that mean? Rashi Shita all over Shas is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That these things are Halacha Moshe Mesinai Bizehu. Now the Rambam writes in the Agdama that there's no machloikis in Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha Moshe Mesinai is Halacha Kavua. There's really no machloikis about it. The Chavez Yoyer in the Tshuva, Kotzadik Beis, has a list of kashas on this Rambam, places in Shas with the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that the Aramach likes it about. What the Nitziv does is he explains that not everything Rashi calls Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Rambam holds as Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And let me explain Shitas HaRambam the way the Nitziv explains it, and then add the Hechruch, besides the Chavis Yoyer's Kashas, but the sort of the Hechruch to it. Nitziv writes, B'Kavanas HaRambam, that there are two parts to Torah. He calls it Eish Das. We know that from Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch gave us Eish Das Lamai. Eish is fire, and Das. Das means a religion, a rule. Das, the rules, Allah HaShem is Sinai. There's no machlaikas, there's no room for machlaikas. It's given to us by Kabbalah. A kaznai is what a person gets malchus for, the Yitzhak Ve'ela. Now we could argue, how do you measure a kaznai? What's the share of a kaznai? But the aside, kaznai is Allah HaShem is Sinai, that's Das. It's given, Allah HaShem is Sinai, no machlaikas. Eish is the fire of Torah. I am Panam LaTorah. The overwhelming majority of Torah was given to Klal Yisrael to understand, to explain, to paskin, the Gedolei Yisrael should paskin, Yud Gimel Midos, Torah Didreshes Behem. That's Eish. Eish means fire. The fire of Pilpul, the fire of Mechloikis, dispute between Gedolei Yisrael, doesn't stop from the Gemara. We already had a machlaikas, David and Shaul. A mekadish b'milvah pruta b'kudeshes, ena b'kudeshes. The machlaikas in that way precede the time of the Mishnayos and the Gemara. That's the Eish of Torah. The rule by Eish is that there's a machlaikas, and in the time that the Sanhedrin was Nayig, the Sanhedrin paskin, for example, 300 halachas with nishtakach, 300 are forgotten. Now, what does forgotten mean? It doesn't mean they just forgot it and blank, their brains were blank about it. No, it means that they had a dispute. They argued about it. They didn't remember how Moshe Rabbeinu taught it. The Chalukei Deis. So, Othniel came, Bahadra Milpupula, and he was able to prove that Derech HaPilpul want the halachas. It became Gepaskind. The derech of Eish is that in one generation is a machloikis, maybe two generations, and then it gets kapaskin. The Chachmei Yisrael get together. When there was Sanhedrin, there was a final say. In later generations, there is no machloikis. It's up kapaskin. The Torah is kapati shefetei sela. Torah is like a cracking rocks that it can splinter into many pieces. Kapati shefetei sela means there are many parts and many pieces to it. So there are always new machlokes, new areas of dispute. That's the Eish of Torah. When the Gemara says Hilchos HaGemiralon, according to the Rambam, it does not mean Halach Shem Asina. It means that the Sanhedrin of a previous Dar Paskin, Gemiri, they Paskin one way or the other way. Chamesh Tevilos Yad Gemara and Hilchos HaGemiralon. There was fact of dispute, but it was settled. Hilchos HaGemiralon. When the Rambam brings these things, he calls them Divrei Sefer. And there's a difficult time that some of the Mefarshim have with this. For example, the most famous, right in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam writes, a woman, you can be Mekadosh a woman with Kesef Shtar and Bia. So the Rambam says, Kesef Medivrei Sefer. Kesef is Medivrei Sefer. Sounds like it's a Derabbanan. Magen Mishnah says, it's certainly not a Derabbanan. Why does he call it Divrei Sefer, the words of the Chacham? So after the Tziv, because there was a machlokes of one generation, and also Gemiralon, it was up kapaskind. So we know the Kedushei Kesef. Because for us, it's already up kapaskind. That's Divrei Seifrim. That means the Seifrim decided on. This is the machlokes. The side of the machlokes is, according to the Rambam, there are very few halacha b'Shem HaSinai. Only those the Torah calls, the Gemara calls halacha b'Shem HaSinai, quote unquote. The Gemiri, Hilchos HaGemiralon, the Rambam holds, those are things that are the Eish of Torah that were up Gepaskin. Rashi disagrees. Rashi calls them all Halacha B'Shem HaSinai. Wherever it says Gemiri, that's what it means according to Rashi. But he said this to Kamachloikas or Marviach to understand the language, Medivrei Seifrim. The Rambam, the Rashi, called Medivrei Seifrim, the words of the Chachamim? Yes. It was a dispute, and the Chachamim Paskin, which way to touch up the Torah, and that's the way it remains. So two pieces of extraordinary insight into the Messiah of Torah, the first part from Rashi straight, Rashi is a Befarish, and the second from our great teacher Rashi from Shas, Machlokes Masalach Shem HaSinai, Rashi and the Rambam, Yedia is Kalolios, Gishmak, let us all have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, learning through the lists of halachas and parshas mishpatim, b'mitzvah Hashem, let it be a Shabbos of aliyah, a limud haTorah, a vaccine for all of us. A good Shabbos to one and all.